So, how do you have a relationship with an invisible entity that doesn't even speak to you directly? This is The Awkward Apocalypse, a deconstruction podcast that examines Christian culture against the authority of Scripture. I'm Corey Kuhn, and today I'd like to talk about devotions.
This is the catchy theme song. This is the catchy theme song.
So, how are you and God doing? How's your spiritual life? How's your relationship with Jesus? Those questions give me flashbacks to my early Christian life. Back then, devotions were everything. Whenever someone asked you, "How is your relationship with God?" what they meant was, "Are you doing regular devotions?" That was kind of portrayed as like the central focus of what it meant to be a Christian. And a lot of times I was made to feel guilty because I wasn't doing regular devotions. I wasn't waking up and reading every morning. I wasn't praying at the same time. I didn't have my quiet time, whatever you call it. I did read the Bible, just not like on a regular basis and not daily. And for some reason, every time I think about devotions, I think of one specific experience I had. I was at like this Christian camp, and I remember I woke up like at 9 or something, and one of the guys came into the cabin and someone asked him how long he had been up. And he said something like, "Oh, I've been up since 4 o'clock. I went out by the river, had an amazing devotion, had an awesome time with Jesus." And I remember sitting there like really disliking this guy. And part of it was like this bitterness for him being the person that I just couldn't be. And I felt so guilty because I woke up late. And it's like in the Christian world, you can't be a Christian and sleep in. Like the world already frowns on people sleeping in, but in the Christian world, it's like really exaggerated. Like if you sleep in, you've basically missed the most valuable time of the day, which is your quiet time, which you're supposed to have before you start your day. And that can only take place usually before the hour of 7. And just kind of on the side, being a night owl as a Christian is very terrible because in the Christian world, everything happens early. It's like, yeah, we're going on a retreat. Everyone be there at 5. We're going to gather around, pray, and then the bus heads out at 5:30. And I'm like, oh gosh. Like every time I hear something that the church is doing, like a church event or something, my literal first thought is, oh, I'm going to have to wake up early. Church happens in the morning. That was really a struggle for me in college because I stayed up super late studying. And a lot of times I skipped church because I woke up naturally at like 12. And so when I went to church, I was just dead. And it just seems like church caters to morning people. And us night owls have no shot at being a good Christian because everything happens super early in the morning, including devotions. And so a lot of my Christian life has been fueled by guilt, like forcing myself to do these devotions specifically in the morning because I didn't want to be a bad Christian. I wanted to have a good relationship with God. And I was kind of taught by Christian culture that that's how it's done. Your relationship with God is centered around you doing devotions. After all, that is what the Christian life is about, right? Having a relationship with God. But I guess what was always confusing to me is, how is this having a relationship with someone? I'm just sitting down and reading about them and talking to them, but I don't feel like they're talking back to me. I don't know. I guess I never really quite understood what exactly is this relationship, because this relationship is unlike any other relationship that I have. So this has a totally different dynamic. And so this has been kind of a weird episode to make. The hard thing about this episode is devotions are not a bad thing. And there's not really any reason. Like, I don't know any Christian who's like, yeah, you should definitely not do devotions. And so the point of this episode is not devotions are bad, you shouldn't do them. The point of this episode is to question really what it means to have a relationship with God and to examine our view of devotions and ask the question, have we put a little too much emphasis on this while missing some other really crucial element of what it means to be a Christian? Because so much emphasis was put on devotions for me in my Christian life because Christian culture kind of puts so much emphasis on devotions that in a lot of ways, I feel like it taught me and a lot of other Christians in my generation that that's what being a Christian is all about. That's what it means to have a relationship with God, is to be doing your devotions. And that was demonstrated by the way that we talked about what it meant to have a relationship with God. Usually that meant waking up early, reading your Bible, and praying. And like I said, I just felt so guilty all the time because I just did not fit into that ideal. I'm a night owl who listens to deathcore. I've never even used a devotional in my entire life. I went to public school. I think coffee's stupid. And even here on the mission field, I wake up at like 9 or 9:30 every single morning. And even now, when I wake up at that time, I still feel like I'm a failure. I still feel like I'm a bad Christian for doing that. And I mean, even on the extreme end, like this one's kind of unrelated to this episode, but I think I'll just mention, like, I have never, not one time in my entire life, felt like I was worshiping during a time of worship. Like, I feel like I'm saying something I'm not supposed to be saying, and I'm going to regret confessing that, but I have never one time been in church service and during a time of worship felt like I was actually worshiping God. I have felt emotional at times. I have felt like I really connected with lyrics that were being sung. I've gotten chill bumps from really profound lyrics before, but I've never felt like I'm actually worshiping God. Like, maybe I just don't understand what that's supposed to feel like, but even in like more contemporary worship settings where there's like deep drum beats and really loud music and like a dark setting, I more just feel uncomfortable. I've never been in a time of worship and felt like I'm here with God worshiping him. I don't know. Like, there's just something about it. It just doesn't resonate with me. Like, it doesn't work with me. And I guess the reason I bring that up is because that kind of ties in with Christian culture. Like, the ideal Christian for me growing up was someone who did their devotion every single day, and then during a time of worship was just like transported to this other world where it was just them and God, and they were just moved to this like ecstasy state, this like sort of transcendent state where they're just enraptured by the presence of God and they're just like fully experiencing worship. And I've never experienced that. And so maybe my motive to question this has a little bit to do with my personality. I don't know, but it just seems like Christian culture gave us this ideal Christian that I would really like to question for a moment. And I guess if I'm honest, I've felt like a bad Christian for most of my life. And it's only recently that I've begun working through all of this guilt for not conforming to this person that I was supposed to be, this person who wakes up at 4 a.m. and does their quiet time and prays and drinks coffee and then goes and throws their hands up in the air and worships God and just like gives everything to God through like singing and dancing, whatever it is. Like, I just did not fit into that. And I saw all these people who made me feel guilty. I watched them go through life, and so many of them have faded into apathy. Some of them live pretty immorally. Like, they live lives that really don't resemble anything that I would consider Christ-like, or they've just left the faith entirely. Like, they're not even connected to that anymore. And I guess, like, I'm not excited about that, but it does kind of piss me off when I think about all the time I spent trying to be like them and feeling guilty for not being like them, when now I realize that a lot of that might very well have just been a show. And I fell for it. And I've heaped guilt on myself for not being like them when I was the one who was persevering through hard times. Like, I was the one who was clinging to Jesus when I was suffering. And it didn't show publicly like that. And I wasn't super disciplined in the ways that I had devotions, but I was doing all this other stuff. Like, I was actually spending time with God in other more natural ways that I would say were even more profound than just like setting aside 30 minutes in the morning to read the Bible. Instead, I was like devouring theology material. I was reading books. I was like researching Bible verses. I was preparing lessons. I was stepping forward whenever like they needed a teacher or someone because I wanted to teach. I had all this passion. I had all these things I wanted to share with people. But for me, that wasn't really what it meant to be Christian, because I wasn't doing the devotion thing and I wasn't doing the worship thing. Therefore, I wasn't a good Christian. Never mind the fact that I was trying to teach people. Never mind the fact that I was having these intentional conversations with my friends and trying to help them through issues. Like, for me, none of that was what it meant to be a Christian. And I look back on it now and I'm like, oh, I was doing ministry. Like, I was doing ministry and I was setting aside time to prepare myself for it. But at the time, I just felt guilty because I wasn't fitting into this like very rigid definition of what it meant to be a Christian. And all the people who made me feel guilty for not being that, as I watch them go through life, I'm not seeing the fruit of that. And so I guess like that causes me to question a lot of things, and it really makes me regret all of the guilt I felt for not being like them. And look, again, I'm not saying this to say that devotions are not important. If you're really good at doing devotions and you're very disciplined in it, that's great. And I'm kind of jealous because I'm just not like that. But the reason I make this is to say that devotions are not everything. And let me explain what I mean by that. I think there is so much more to being a Christian than simply doing devotions. Because on the one hand, devotions kind of emphasize an individualistic relationship with God that I would say is more of like a modern idea. Like, the idea of having a communal relationship with God is very foreign to us. But if you look at the Old Testament, belonging to the people of God was very much based on community. It was a corporate effort. It was like more of a collective idea. I would actually argue that that perspective is necessary for understanding what circumcision was all about. Circumcision signified that you belong to the people of God. And that was a really big deal for them because it was seen communally. And yes, your family being Christian does not make you Christian. So there is an individual element to it. And so again, it's not an either or. Like, you do individually have to have a relationship with God in order to receive salvation. It's not a communal thing. But your relationship with God should not be only individualistic. And it's easy for us in America to see it that way because that's how we're used to thinking. We're used to thinking in terms of being an individual. But I think there is a corporate element to it that we often miss in the Christian life. Like, in the deconstruction world, yes, a lot of people are going to say, I don't need the church. I don't need the institutional church. And a lot of people in the deconstruction world don't go to church, or maybe they just like watch a church online, like a church that they can kind of tolerate or stomach for the time being. But belonging to church is really important. And there definitely is a communal element to following Jesus. And that communal element is manifested through the church. And so the Christian life is something that is intended to take place communally. We need other believers in our life. There is significance to Christians gathered. That's why it says, where two or three are gathered, there I am among them. And yes, I know that's in the context of church discipline, but there's still something there about the necessity of people gathering. And I think that's easy to miss in our American culture. And I think devotions kind of falls prey to that trap. It makes your relationship with Jesus something that exclusively takes place in private. And I just don't think that's the entirety of what it means to have a relationship with God. I think there is a communal element to it. And yes, Jesus did go off by himself all the time to pray to God, to spend time alone with his heavenly Father. And so, like I said, this isn't an either or. There is a need to be alone and do devotions. There is a need to be alone and pray and read and things like that. Like, that's not a bad thing. My point is, that's not everything. And if you think that your Christian life is complete because you did your devotions, my message to you is there's a lot more to it than just that. And here's something that I just find odd about devotions just in general. In America, we're almost all literate. Almost everyone can read. Like, the literacy rate is really high. But what about countries where the literacy rate is not very high? Like, what about people who don't even have a written language? How do they do devotions? And like, aside from the present day, what about for most of Christian history where most people did not have access to a written Bible? I mean, there were periods of time where people would go to church and they would hear the Bible read in Latin, a language they couldn't even understand. People didn't have the Bible at their house where they could just go home and open it every morning and read because it was really expensive to print copies of something. And so it wasn't really accessible to the average person. One question I always like to ask people is, what is more important for your Christian life, reading the Bible or praying? And one of the things I always point to is this, how a lot of Christians throughout Christian history have had no access to the Bible to be able to read it. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's less important. That just kind of is what happened. But I do think that's interesting to see all of these great Christians throughout history who maybe were not even doing their devotions because they couldn't even read, because not all of them had access to a Bible like we have today. And it's cliche to say that we take for granted how much access we have to the Bible. I mean, you can get it on your phone, but it's kind of true. Like, we really don't understand how much of a privilege it is to have such access to the Word of God. And I think it's at least worth noting that for a lot of Christian history, a lot of Christians have not even been able to do devotions like this. So to say that the Christian life is about doing devotions and specifically reading your Bible, I think is just a little bit oversimplified. And part of it is because this is just more of a modern thing that we're doing anyways. And so that's not like a super strong point. I think that's just worth thinking about, is all I'm saying. Another element of this sort of like devotion culture that I find really interesting, and this is probably the most important thing I'll say about devotions, is that relationships are more than just talking. And a relationship with God is more than just reading his word. I mean, if you think about it, your relationship with God is an end in itself. Glorifying God is the purpose of your life. And one of the ways you do that is by entering into a relationship with him. So there is an inherent purpose to devotions and a relationship with God. But there is also a purpose in doing devotions in that it prepares you for ministry and prepares you to do the work that God has called you to do. So in some ways, devotions and your relationship with God is intended to prepare and equip you to make disciples, to perform ministry, to use the gifts that you've been given to most effectively bring the kingdom of God to earth. And so in some ways, devotions is kind of like training or practicing. It's equipping you for a specific work that you've been called to. I mean, a good soldier is not someone who wakes up in the morning at 4 o'clock, goes and trains for an hour, and then just kind of lives his life the rest of the day doing whatever he wants to and never goes to combat. A good athlete is not just someone who wakes up early in the morning, practices, but never actually enters the game. A good doctor is not just someone who spends all their time in medical school studying. Like, there is more to it than just the preparation. There is the actual work. And so devotions in some ways is kind of like a preparation for work that we've been called to. And if we only spend our time doing devotions and never do the work that we've been called to do, there is definitely something missing there. And so our relationship with God is more than just talking. I would actually argue that your relationship with God extends beyond devotions into the work that God has called you to do. So the point I'm really making here is that devotions, we've kind of one-dimensionalized it into this like quiet time you have in the morning where you read the Bible and pray. But I would argue that the purpose of devotions is to be devoted. Like, it's actually devoting something, not just 30 minutes of your time, but your entire life. You take your life and you give it to God. And part of that is going to take place in the morning when you're reading your Bible or praying or drinking your coffee or Instagramming it or whatever. But then as you go out into the world and do the work that you've been called to do, that is also part of your relationship with God. Like, part of getting to know God is imitating him. I said earlier that I've never really felt worship during a time of worship, and that's really hard for me to admit and confess, but one of the reasons I bring that up is to point out the times that I do feel close to God. I feel closest to God when I'm acting like Jesus. Whenever I do something that I just feel like Jesus would have done that, or I respond to a situation in a way that I just feel like Jesus would have. Like, when I read the Gospels and I get to know Jesus, you kind of start to understand how Jesus would act in different situations. And whenever I act a certain way and I'm like, wait a minute, I think Jesus would have responded that same way. I feel worship. Like, I feel close to him. I feel like I know him in a different way than just reading about him. I feel like I'm getting to know his heart and soul. I mean, let's say that you really want to get to know your favorite NFL star. Yeah, you can read biographies about him. You can watch all of his highlights. But wouldn't you say that if you actually go out and play football, you're going to understand your favorite NFL star much more? Maybe you'll develop an appreciation for just how good he is. Like, sometimes you don't understand how good professional athletes are until you actually try to play the sport and realize how hard it is. But the more you discipline yourself, the more you learn, and the more you get better at the sport, and even the more you practice, the more you learn about the sport, and the more you try it, the more you realize how much complexity is involved in something as simple as throwing a football. And it's like you get to know your favorite football player a little bit better by imitating him. But I will say that God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, gave us what God is like his personality manifested in human form. And so we get to look at what God would do if he was a human. And so one of the ways we get to know God is by acting like him. And I think that's part of what it means to do devotions. I think it means to commit your life to God, commit your life to serving God. And that can be giving a certain part of your day to studying his word and reading about him and praying to him. But I think it extends beyond that. Because if we look at the life of Jesus, we see much more than just devotions. We see a life that was fully devoted to following and serving his heavenly Father. And I think that's there for us to imitate. And as we imitate that, I would say that's what devotions is all about. In other words, being a Christian is just that. It's being a Christian. The relationship you have drives you to act, but it's not necessarily about what you do, it's about why you do it. and why you do what you do is inexorably bound to who you follow, who you love, who you're imitating. That is worship. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to learn more about the work that we're doing in Liberia, feel free to visit standingsidebyside.org. If you'd like to make a donation, there's a donate tab on that page, or you can just Venmo at Standing Side by Side. I've been so blessed by those who have reached out to me, given me feedback, shared your stories, or just been an encouragement in general. And I hope these podcasts have been an encouragement to you as well. Thank you so much for listening. Keep the faith.